Anna for Wagoner's Walk. At breakfast on Wednesday morning, Mike Nash produced a parcel he wanted Claire to post.
Are you sure you don't mind taking it to the post office for me, Claire?
Of course I don't mind.
It's all done up in a jiffy bag.
Looks very impressive.
And the first four chapters.
Anyway, at least you decided to show it to someone. That must mean you're quite pleased with it.
I can't really judge it anymore. A couple of the passages I know almost by heart. I've rewritten them so often.
More coffee. You still haven't managed to get through to Nicola?
No.
Perhaps there's a fault on the line.
I must say I feel guilty we haven't been in touch for so long.
I know, so do I. But so much has happened this year somehow. Seems to have flashed by.
Anyway, I've addressed the parcel to the office and I thought I'd phone her there today and let her know it was coming.
Good. I'll ask her to drop in for a drink sometime before Christmas.
Yeah, I will. Yes, I'll be very interested to know what she thinks of these chapters. A shrewd editor, Nicola Gould. She can really put her finger on what's right and what's wrong with the book. If she gives me the green light on this one, I shall really get cracking.
Well, let's just hope there are no more house guests. At least until it's finished.
Yeah, well, I can bear anything except more Sonia.
I can't believe she's really gone out of our lives. I think she'll be away for a few days, and then she'll get into some sort of scrape and land back on our doorstep.
Well, just so long as we don't let her into the house again.
You've got very tough suddenly, Mom.
You're not happy, Daddy?
I don't want Sonia back, believe me. But I do feel guilty.
Well, don't. Not your fault, anyway. Being kinder than Sonia could reasonably have expected for weeks of use. You've said enough. She's gone, she's not coming back.
Do you think I ought to phone Aunt Connie?
Well, you can phone her if you like. Yeah, I suppose it would be civil to tell her we're taking no further responsibility for Sonia.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Not at all. I'm sure she'll know exactly what you mean.
Shall I tell her my husband put his book?
Yes, you can do that if you like. No. No, on second thought, I'll ring her up. Why should you always have to do the dirty work?
Morning, Julie.
Oh, hello, George. How are you this morning?
Oh, can't complain. Yeah. Oh, no telegraphs.
No, some delivery men strive or something.
Well, actually, Shirley, I wanted a little chat with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I had a letter from my solicitor this morning. It's about your mother's estate.
Oh.
Well, as you know, your mother didn't make a will after her marriage to me, so she was deemed to have died intestate.
Yes.
And in a case like this, what one does is, one applies for a grant of letters of administration.
Or probate, you mean?
No, it isn't quite the same as probate. Probate's when someone has made a will, but it's the same sort of thing.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Well, it's very important you should be clear what it means, Shirley. I wouldn't like you to think I was pulling a fast one or anything.
Oh, of course, I wasn't that, George.
Yes. You see, what happens when someone dies? All their money and property is frozen. Nothing can be touched. And what happens then is the next of kin, in this case, applies for letters of administration. That means I ask them for permission to act in Kath's place and administer her estate.
Oh.
So I, well, actually it was my solicitor who did it. He drew up a list of all Kath's assets and liabilities and sent them to the inland living. Well, my solicitor says they deducted the duty and they've granted the letters of administration, which means it can go ahead and sell or shut.
Oh.
You sound a bit disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed, George. I told you I didn't want to write. I've been really fed up getting up these cold, dark mornings, day in, day out, to mark up the papers. It's just... Well, I don't know, it's Mum's shop. I should be sad to see it go.
Yes. A bit of a wrench for me too, Shirley.
So what's going to happen then? Is Ramesh still going to buy it?
Oh, I think so. Keen as mustard he is. Ain't seen me about it again the other day. He's going to run it with a cousin of his.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I told my solicitor to have the contract drawn up, ready to exchange.
You're not wasting any diamonds.
No, well, I knew you were getting fed up with running it.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't mind carrying on for the next few weeks?
No.
You're very like your mother, you know, Shirley. Same good heart.
Perhaps that's why my hands are so cold. That's what they say, isn't it? Cold hands warm up.
You do know I'll see you right, Shirley, don't you?
Oh, yes. I know that, George.
I meant what I said the other day. You and Cliff, you're my little family. Even if he is a bit hot-headed at times.
Yes.
So I hope you'll take it kindly, my fatherly interest. I do mean well.
It's very good of you to walk me to the police station, then.
Nonsense. It's no distance.
Yeah, well, it's all the more reason why I should be able to do it on my own.
Rubbish. If it was me, I'm sure I wouldn't want to go anywhere unaccompanied for weeks and weeks. It was incredibly brave of you to come back to the restaurant so quickly.
Yes, well, I think I did that a bit too soon, actually. I spent the whole time looking over my shoulder in case Digby came in.
Oh, he won't come back to Pryor's. If he does, I'll see him off.
Well, I should leave it to Rob if I were you.
Yes. Anyway, if you don't feel like coming back to work for a while, that's perfectly okay. I shall understand.
Thanks.
What finally decided you to press charges?
I don't know, really. I suddenly felt terribly angry about it in the middle of last night. I thought of all the things I should have done, all the things I'd like to do to him, like kick him in the crutch and gouge his eyes out. But I can't do that, so I thought I'd do the next best thing.
It's good that you're feeling angry.
Oh, I suppose so. Him?
What? What is it?
Him. He's looking into that lady's dress shop.
Where?
Over there.
That's not Mr. Digby, Sophie.
What?
For a second I thought it was. You look as if you've seen a ghost.
So much for my bravado. See, if I did meet him again, I'd be just as useless as the last time. Paralysed with fear and incapable of doing anything.
Yes, well, let's just hope he gets locked up out of harm's way for a good long stretch.
Hey, what are you doing here? Well, you said you had a carpentry job on today.
Well, I have, love, but the woman said not to come before lunch. She sleeps late.
Oh, so that's the sum.
Yeah, she works nights, you see. She didn't get home till late in the morning, and then she sleeps till 2 or 3 o'clock.
Mm, you know a lot about it, don't you?
Only what I told you.
So you're taking the morning off then, are you?
Why not? With 3 jobs on, I reckon I deserve a rest.
3 jobs? When did I last see you over at the shop?
Well, you said you didn't need any help this morning. I did ask you.
I said I didn't need any help because you said you had a carpentry job on today.
Oh, don't be cross with me. Tell you what, I'll make you a cup of coffee. Well, come here and give us a kiss. Eve, I tell you what, we could go back to bed and all pretend we're night workers, huh?
Pretend we're any sort of workers is about the size of it, as far as you're concerned.
Oh, come on, Michelle.
Exactly. Oh. Now, look, Carol's only at the shop for a couple of hours. I want to put away this shopping. Now, what about that cup of coffee you promised me, eh?
Oh, food and drink. That's all I ever think about, women.
I was talking to George this morning.
Why?
He said it's been granted, the probate, or whatever it's called.
Has it? Well, when did he hear that, then?
This morning.
Well, that's good news.
So, I won't be working over at the shop much longer.
Well, he's definitely selling them, is he?
Yeah, Ramesh is still keen, apparently.
Well, how much is he selling the lease for, then, Shaw?
Well, he didn't mention a figure.
Well, didn't you ask him?
No, I didn't like to, son. It seemed a bit nosy.
Nosy? He's not at all nosy. It's half you as that, Shaw.
Not on paper, Cliff.
Maybe not on paper, but he owes it to you, Shirley. Did you get another jar of coffee?
Oh, here. Oh, good. Anyway, he said he'd seen me right, and I'm sure he will. He's very straightforward, George.
Well, we're going to be all right for money then, aren't we? My God, we're not going to know what's hit us, not being harder.
Yeah, but I don't want to just push it away, Cliff. You do know that, don't you?
Of course I do, love. We're going to need money just to live on while I do my chops course and you are paying for the OU. That's not frittering it, Shirley. That's an investment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'd rather put it away towards a house myself.
We can do both.
Well, I don't think we can, Cliff. It isn't going to be very much. Only a few thousands. Only a short lease.
Well, don't you believe it. Prices in this part of London are astronomic.
do. I was only talking to Donald the other day, and he reckoned it would fetch 20,000 if it fetched a penny.
It'd never fetch that, kid.
Oh, yeah, what a bet.
Anyway, you won't get all of it, whatever it fetches.
Well, no, but even half of it's worth having, Cheryl. Half of 20,000, too. Think of it. Oh, good morning. Could I speak to Nicola Gould, please?
Nicola Gould doesn't work here anymore.
Doesn't she?
No.
Oh. Well, can you tell me where she is working?
Sorry, no. I believe she's moved out of London.
Oh. Oh, dear. Well, I wonder if you could put me through to one of your fiction editors. You see, the thing is, Well, I posted a novel to Mrs. Gould this morning.
Hold the line, please. I'll put you through to Andrew Hemingway.
Oh, thank you.
Andrew Hemingway, huh?
Oh, good morning. My name is Mike Nash. You published a novel of mine a few years ago called... I gather she isn't with you anymore.
She left earlier this year.
Ah. Do you know where she's gone?
Well, she went to Penguin directly from here, and I heard the other week she'd moved right away to some company out of London.
Ah.
Would you like me to look at your novel, or was it particularly Nicola you wanted?
Well, only insofar as she was my editor last time. Well, no, if you would look at it. Well, it's only the first few chapters, but, well, I'm sure you'll be able to tell what you think of it from that.
Certainly. Well, I'll look forward to reading it, Mr. Nash. I usually handle most of the stuff that still comes in for Nicola, but I'll remember to keep a special eye out for your manuscript, and I'll get back to you about it as soon as I can.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Goodbye. Oh, hell. I did want Nicola to read it.
We were told to ask for Detective Constable Henning, please.
I see. Well, he's rather busy. Can you tell me what it's about?
About a crime that was reported on Saturday night.
Oh, what sort of crime?
Look, we don't want to discuss it in public. Could we see Mr. Henning, please?
Oh, you got a process number?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you must have a process number if you've reported an offence.
Look, just tell him Miss Richmond would like to speak to him.
Ah, Richmond, I know who you are. Now what's happened?
Nothing's happened.
She's decided she wants to press charges.
Left it a bit late, haven't you?
Have I?
I don't know. Hang on, I'll get Mr. Hennig. Brian! Brian! Miss Richmond for you. Changed her mind about pressing charges.
She hasn't changed her mind.
Oh, Lynn, don't make a scene.
Go through, will you?
Good luck, love. I'll wait here.
Oh, come in, Miss Richmond. Do sit down. So... you've decided you'd like us to press charges?
Yes.
I see.
Is that all right?
Well, I'd have felt happier about it if you hadn't dithered about for a couple of days.
Well, it's just that it's what everybody says about rape trials. That you have to go through such a lot of muckraking, and I didn't know whether I was coming or going for a couple of days. I just couldn't decide.
Hmm.
I did report it when it happened.
Yeah, I know. And we've got the doctor's report. Right, well, I think you'd better read through the statements you made on Sunday and Monday. See if there's anything you want to add to them.
Mm.
And then you'll have to make another statement saying you want to press charges.
Right.
Here we are, then. This is the first one.
Yes. Can you tell me when it's likely to come up in court?
Oh, tomorrow, the day after.
Tomorrow? But someone told me that it might be 9 months.
No, that's the Crown Court, love. He'll be up before the magistrates quicker than that.
Oh.
Well, it's a serious charge you're bringing against this man, love. Once he's charged, we can't let him go wandering about the country without the magistrate's say-so.
Yes, I see.
Oh, no, he'll be up before the magistrate tomorrow or Friday. Don't you worry. ¶¶